This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
And it's time to catch up with Jen Reid again. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
So tell us about smoked cheese.
Well, it's a photography blog by James, who lives in Canberra. And he started his blog in February 2010 and uses it as a space for his photos as well as a forum for journaling his thoughts and on photography and life in general.
And so what do we know about James?
He lives in a small country town called Bungendore.
Oh, nice.
I'd never heard of.
Lucky him. It's a nice town, just near Canberra.
Oh, great. Yeah, so it's just outside of Canberra, he said it, and it's he lives with his wife, cats and chickens, so he's a bit of an animal lover. And he works in IT, but he's very passionate about photography. And although it's just a hobby for him at the moment, he is keen to keep developing his skills. And who knows where his journey is going to take him. His dream is to become a professional photographer.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently his wife gave him photography lessons for his birthday a few years ago so he could make full use of his new SLR camera at the time. Mm-hmm. And he highly recommends lessons. He said once he learnt the basics from a pro, he really grew in confidence and was motivated to share his journey through his blog.
Okay, so yeah. Who do you think would like this blog, Jen?
Well, I think anyone with an interest in photography would love it, Katrina. Mm-hmm. It really inspires to just have a go, I think. Mm-hmm. So people who aren't sure that their photos are worthy, you know, to be seen by anyone else, I think, you know, would be inspired to just give it a try. And James actually now takes some amazing photos and proves that everyone has to start somewhere, basically.
Yeah, so does he share what he's learnt along the way?
Yeah, he actually...
Or does he give any sort of advice for people who might want to be photographers?
Yeah, he does. He said that when he looks through the camera lens, he often finds himself being more present in the moment. Mm. So his advice is to just try and notice the detail in everything. Mm. So when he looks around, he now realises just how beautiful the world really is, and there's just so many things that he can capture through his lens.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And yeah, he's just really inspired by the world around him, and yeah, his photos are just proof of that there's beauty and wonder in just the simplest things. And one of my favourite photos on his blog is called Starry Skies, and it's an amazing photo of a night sky, and it reminds me of times when I was a kid and laid on the grass and tried to count all the stars I could see. And back then there seemed to be so many stars, and, you know, I think it was probably a bit less pollution or whatever.
Oh, yeah, less pollution and less light pollution as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. But I suspect that James took this photo from his own backyard in Bungendore because there's a multitude of stars in the photo and it looks more like a country sky, so it's really beautiful.
Oh, that sounds great. I'll have to have a look at that one.
Yeah.
So what are some of your other favourite posts, Jen?
Well, in a post called Home Sweet Home, James shares some photos of his new home in Bungendore because he only recently moved into it. And from just a few snapshots, we can tell that he's in love with this little country town and the natural beauty that surrounds his new home.
It is a lovely place.
Oh, it just sounds beautiful. And he seems to especially love the animals that frequent his backyard. As I said, he seems to be an animal lover.
Yeah.
And there's always a photo of a bird or an amazing shot of a frog or bats hanging in trees. So there's always something interesting that he's caught. And in another post called What Type of Photographer, he reveals that he's personally inspired by art photography rather than wedding or events photography. And he says not that there's anything wrong with wedding photography, but he'd like to maybe see his work up on a wall in an art gallery someday. So that's his aim.
Yeah, so his goal isn't to take photos of weddings or kids, or he really wants to do it just purely as an art form.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think he's actually... He admits to us that he hasn't mastered portrait photography yet.
It's interesting. So, photographers tend to lean more one way or the other, don't they? They tend to either be people, like my brother-in-law likes to take landscape photos but hates taking photos of people.
Yeah, well, that's what he says. he's kind of mastered the natural elements, but getting a person's face in a really good position or what have you is a bit different, and he's going to try and master that as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing that part of his journey. But at the moment, he's more into nature photography. So
yeah.
But another post that is really recent is called Photo Marathon, which is a public unveiling of James's entry into the 2011 Photo Marathon competition held in Canberra, which was over the weekend just passed. And it's the first photography competition that he's ever entered, but he says he really enjoyed the process and was mesmerised by some of the work he saw from, like, just the really creative people in his local area. And I don't know what the results are yet, but he was certainly really good competition, Katrina. Because, yeah, he's got a few photos in there that he shows, but some of the photos I really liked was one called No Worries, which is of a cat lying on its back in the sun with its paws up in the air. And it really did catch the attitude of the cat not having a care in the world. It was really cute. And another one of his photos in that competition was called A New Perspective, and it was a shot of a human eye. And it was just a simple close-up of one eye, but the colour and the intricate detail of the iris in the photo and the way, just the way he's captured the eye is amazing.
I'd love to have a look at that one.
Yeah, it's worth having a look. And then my final favourite was a post called Food Photography, in which James shares the results of a food workshop he attended in Sydney. And it's no surprise that I love this post because I'm a foodie at heart. The photos managed to make my tummy rumble just looking at them. So yeah, so he was he did well in that workshop, obviously.
I think I would choose the night stars over the food myself. But I have had a little look at this blog, but I didn't see the night stars, so I'm going to go back and have another look at it.
Yeah, do that, Katrina. Yeah, it's really great.
I will. And so what's the URL again, Jen?
Yes, it's smokedcheese.typepad.com, and I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.